There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And you may notice there was no intro music. You probably picked up on that. In fact, this isn't going to be a usual show today because we got some very bad news over the weekend. Not the Sixers somehow blowing it to the shit picks.
No.
Though that was terrible. But this news was even worse. The sports community lost one of the all-time great personalities, Howie Schwab.
And, yeah, bro.
As you probably know, Howie had been a guest on our show twice, and each time we have to say, Tony, don't we, he was brave and courageous enough to put his legendary reputation on the line to face you, Tony, in a sports trivia showdown to see who the real sultan of sports trivia was.
I got to give him credit, bro. It took a lot of guts to step in and take on somebody with as much sports knowledge as I have, bro.
Exactly. And as we all know, you know, Tony decisively crushed him in both episodes. But that being said, you know, after we got this news, Tony, we did go back and listen to those episodes. And
yeah, well, we did.
You know, maybe the playing ground there wasn't so even. You know, maybe the questions weren't of equal difficulty, you know, shall we say.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I could see how somebody could come to that conclusion, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we decided, you know, as a special tribute to Howie, we're going to play for you now both of his appearances on the show because they were truly some of our favorite moments, Tony.
Historic.
You know? I mean, maybe not for him sometimes because he did seem to get a little testy with us.
He did seem that way a little bit. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, his first appearance came on the show in January of 2021. And, well, there's no video except for a social clip we were able to find because, well, you know, there was no YouTube back then.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
Yeah, we do have the audio, which is still terrific nonetheless. So, all right, let's cue that up. Here it is, our two-on-one with the legendary Howie Schwab.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest is known, you know, for some reason, as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. Former ESPN personality, started out there as a researcher, producer, then he became the star of the sports trivia game show there called Stump the Schwab. Anyway, let's get him on here. Howie Schwab, welcome to the show.
Yeah, for some reason they called me that. You're right, I agree. Sultan of whatever.
That's what we want to know. Who came up with that? You give that nickname to yourself? Where'd that come from?
Oh, hell no. No.
Oh, all right. All right.
Someone at ESPN came up with that, I guess. But
That's surprising that this ESPN person never heard of us, because as you may know, some people do, some people don't. We were actually offered a game show by ESPN way back in the day. We had to turn it down due to other obligations. But that's why we want to know. And, you know, I ask this respectfully. How the hell did they give you a show?
They gave me a show because someone was drunk. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, well, that does kind of explain a lot of decisions at that network.
No, seriously. What happened was Mark Shapiro, the senior vice president of ESPN, called me in his office. I had no idea why. And he said, we're starting a new show. It's called Stump the Schwab. I'm like, what? Okay. I win, I lose, I lose. I'm just going to try to have fun. And we went 4 years. I did okay. I had won 80%. I did lose. And the funny thing is, one time I was in Las Vegas and someone said, oh, you never lost. I said, to be honest with you, I was 64-16. I do know that for a fact. And the guy goes, oh, you sucked.
It might have been me.
Yeah, that might have been Tony, because that's what we want to know. You lost the show called Stump the Schwab 16 times. So shouldn't the people have beat that beat you? Shouldn't they be the ones who then become the star of the show and, you know, they kick your ass to the curb?
Yeah, it should be called Beat the Guy Who Beat the Schwab.
Well, actually, a couple of them probably could have. A couple of them were very, very good. One guy, Nabate Isles, was really good. Joel Napole Radwanska was really good.
Who are these mafia
one
guys?
Guy
what
was
is
obnoxious.
This? Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
One guy was really obnoxious to me.
Oh.
And I did not really care for him, to be honest, though bygones are bygones now. But
well, we want to know, what's the story there?
He came on the show and said, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Oh, now I'm playing against Ric Flair? Okay, good.
Yeah, Nature Boy. I like it.
But what happened with this guy? You know, you get in a fight with him? Did it become like, you know, Stomp the Schwab?
Yeah, why didn't you kick his ass?
Actually, I might have liked to do that.
You know.
But
next time you call us.
It turned out he beat me twice.
Oh.
And then the third time
we were going to meet. How embarrassing for you.
In the first round of the finals, he got knocked out. So I was like, are you kidding me? I wanted to meet you in the finals so bad. And then you blew it. Okay, well, such is life.
Yeah.
They should have scripted it WWE style. That would have worked. Now,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned the show was canceled after four seasons. I think I know why. I think it was because it was too easy. What do you think went wrong there?
Oh, I don't think anything really went wrong. It was just programming decided to... it cost money to do the show because we taped in New York. And I think it might have been budget partially... I don't think anything really went wrong. Everyone who worked on the show did a great job. We had a lot of fun. No, they didn't give me the answers. I've heard that one before too.
Oh,
nope.
That saves me my next question then.
That was my goal, save you a question.
Well, look, we don't have a lot of time here to, you know, beat around the bush. So, let's get to the real reason we brought you here. You know, we have that nickname, the Sultan of Sports Trivia, but we want Tony here to challenge you for the title, WWE style.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to play a game. We're going to pit you against Tony, all right? And I'm going to ask each of you some randomly selected questions.
Wait a second here. If we're doing this, I think Tony is more like Baron Mikhail Cicluna.
Who?
Or maybe Rene Goulet. And I'll be Sammartino.
You're going with the classic wrestlers
right. Exactly. Hey, I was going to go with Ivan Putski.
Or we can go back to Randy Savage, or we can go back to Ultimate Warrior.
This is a showdown.
I'll be Hulk Hogan, right. You'll be Andre. Let's go.
All right. Well, here you go. Here's how it's going to work.
Are you telling me I'm that heavy? Come on.
No, big guy. Big personality.
Oh. Yeah, he meant big and legend. Like legend, sure.
Princess Bride.
All right. Maybe both. Who knows? Here's how it's going to work. The first to get three correct answers wins the title. You got that? Both of you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
All right. Tony, we're going to start.
This is really like a steel cage. Okay.
Let's
All right,
go.
Howie. Enough talking. You're delaying here because I know you're nervous. All right. Here, look. You both know the rules, so it's time for the Sultan of Sports Trivia Showdown. Yeah, that's what we call in the business sound effects.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
First question to Tony. Ready, Tony? Here, this one's for you.
Let's go.
Before Nick Foles led the Eagles to a triumphant victory in the Super Bowl, who was the last Eagles quarterback to lead his team to an appearance in the Super Bowl?
You know, that question is easy for me. The answer is number 5, Donovan McNabb.
That's a layup. Hey,
what are you doing there, Howie? That question's not for you. Stop trying to show off. Correct. Donovan McNabb. All right, Howie.
1 point for me.
That 1 point for Tony. All right, Howie, this one's for you. In the same ballpark, we all know Donovan McNabb was the second overall pick in the 1999 NFL draft. But which player was drafted by the Eagles in the 7th round of the same draft with the 208th overall pick?
Oh, my God.
Again, I'll remind you, these are randomly selected questions.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I knew the one in the 6th round, but
listen to him try and qualify it. Come on, we asked you the question.
No. That's a good one. 7th round. Let's see.
We're gonna need to set a timer here. You know, the show's only 20 minutes here.
Ring the bell.
You sure are.
5 seconds, Howie.
20-minute time limit match. I get it.
3, 2, 1,
I was going to try to throw out a great guess, but I can't even do that.
Well, you can stop with the excuses because your time's up. Tony, you know, this won't count toward your point total, but just out of curiosity, can you answer this one?
You know, I think I can. Jed Weaver, tight end out of Oregon, good practice squad
there
player.
You go. All right. Well, so at the end of round one, it's Tony 1, Howie 0. All right, Tony, this one's for you. When the Eagles made their first appearance in the Super Bowl back in 1981, which player, who became an ESPN personality too, was the quarterback?
You know, once again.
Come on.
Howie, please.
This one is easy
to think.
This one's easy for me. Maybe not a lot of you out there don't know it, like Howie, but it's Ron Jaworski.
You are correct. Very good, Tony. That's 2 points for you. All right, Howie, now to you. Same ballpark. When Ron Jaworski made his first start for the Eagles back in week one of the 1977 season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who caught his very first touchdown pass?
I'm going to guess Vince Papale, but I'll be wrong.
Well, then you're right about being wrong, because you're wrong. Tony, you know, this won't count toward your point total, but just out of curiosity, do you know the answer to this one?
Of course. Who can forget? Touchdown Tommy Sullivan.
There you go. It was Tommy Sullivan, the running back. And Howie kind of disappointed he didn't get that one. You're down 0-2. So I'm going to throw it to you. Howie, this one's for you. All right, last chance here to stay alive. Here we go. Focus in.
Staying alive. Okay.
All right, you're not going to win any recording contracts either. But all right, here we go. Before Nick Foles won Super Bowl MVP, he led his team to victory against the Vikings in the NFC Championship. Please tell us his yards per attempt in that game, and make sure to be accurate to the second decimal point, or unfortunately, we will have to count it as wrong.
13.1.
Say that number again.
13.1.
Oh, well, unfortunately, like all your other answers, that is incorrect.
Too bad.
You know, we do appreciate you being so bullish on Nick Foles, but hey, Tony, just out of curiosity again, do you know this one?
You know, if memory serves me correctly, I believe he averaged somewhere about 10.67 yards per attempt in that game.
Wow, that is correct. On the nose, Tony. Well done.
Thank
you. You have 3 points, and that means you are the winner. So, Howie, this must mean we need you right now to tell Tony, please tell Tony, and crown him as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. Please go ahead.
Come on.
Well, Tony, you're clearly the Sultan of Eagle Sports Trivia. Congrats.
Sore loser.
Let me be honest.
You can't even lose with class.
Okay, no, let me be honest. Let me be honest. I'm more like Steve Lombardi in wrestling. Maybe Quick Draw Rick McGraw tonight against Andre the Giant and Hulk.
Now you're making all these excuses for yourself.
I'm making excuses for you, and
I'll show you the door. Yeah. Because guess what, Schwab?
Guess what?
You're off the show. How are you doing? You're doing terrible. Yeah. Get out of here. Hang up the phone.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Oh man, this guy. Congratulations, Tony. You really showed him.
I kicked his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure did. I'm still on here, guys.
Whoa, thanks. That's our producer, Jay. What are you doing?
Jay, hang up on this guy.
You didn't disconnect me? Come on, guys.
All right, well, there he's gone, finally. You know, he hangs on there because the guy just can't stop talking.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, in retrospect, looking back now, listen to that. Those questions, you know, maybe they were a little unfairly balanced there.
Yeah, I mean, I could see again how somebody may come to that conclusion. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, well, in our defense, we did give Howie another shot.
Yeah, we did.
It took him a couple years to come back. Maybe because, you know, he was busy or just angry at us. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
But we invited him back on the show to try and win his title back.
Absolutely.
You know, give him that fair opportunity. Yep. Very fair. And
exactly, bro.
You know, when we listen back to this episode, though, Tony, you know, this one may have been not so balanced as well, I guess you could say. Anyway, you know, you judge for yourself. All right, here it is. This one's from March of 2023. Cue that up. Here it is, the one and only Howie Schwab.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, for decades now, this guy's been considered one of the legends over at ESPN. He worked behind the scenes as a researcher and producer, you know the story, before becoming on-air co-host of the popular sports trivia game show, Stump the Schwab,
where he became known around
the world as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. The title which, as you remember, he lost right here on this show 2 years ago when Tony absolutely just wiped the floor with him in a totally fair sports trivia competition. So we do have to give him his due for being man enough to come on the show again, show his face after that total humiliation. Howie Schwab,
a lot of respect.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, Howie.
How much are you paying me for this?
Oh, we're off with a bang.
Yeah. Is that how we're going to start here?
Is that how you started your negotiations with ESPN? I mean, no wonder they left you on the side of the highway in Bristol.
What? After that introduction, how you kicked my ass the last time, great.
Okay. We were very respectful about it.
You're wearing an Eagle jersey. I'm a Giant fan. Good job.
No. All right, he's butthurt.
We're going to start this.
Let's reel it back in. We know why you're back here, Howie. You want to win your title back, and we're going to give you that shot. But first, there was a moment this week, you may have seen it, on ESPN's First Take, where Stephen A. Smith totally shut down Michael Kay for attempting to talk hockey.
Unbelievable.
Your reaction to that clip?
I think it's awful because the NHL has very much earned its right to be among the major sports.
There you go.
I understand if you don't want to say it's ESPN, will say the NBA is above it, and it'll say baseball and football, of course, and the NFL.
It's up there.
Okay. But the bottom line is this. Look what the Boston Bruins have done this year. One of the greatest years ever.
Yep, they're good.
Connor McDavid.
Yeah, Connor McDavid. Records.
Boston These are things Rocky. Every American knows.
Yep.
Now, we want to know, you worked behind the scenes there. When you were there, did you notice a strong anti-hockey bias at ESPN?
I would say that hockey did not get its just due
when
it was not on the network. I mean, the stories they did were like the Russian spies involving hockey. There were other I don't think they did a good job. And it was off the air. Once it came back on the air,
I thought that, well, they gave it a little more respect. They have that TV show, The Point.
Yes.
They give it a little
should bit. Should replace First Take, in my opinion.
Yeah. They should have Barry Melrose on every morning, First Take.
They're missing The Point, literally.
Yep. Exactly.
That would mean Barry would have to get up early. I don't know if he'd want that.
No, some inside info there, people. That's what we have you on.
Now Barry likes to sleep
Barry
in, everybody.
Melrose sleeping schedule.
Sleeps
in. I don't
in.
Know about that, but I just... it's a shame because there's ways to give it more publicity. Unfortunately, I think when you're talking about First Take, I don't think Stephen A. really cares that much about hockey. So,
yeah, that's he proved it.
Yeah.
He's been outed. Now,
nothing against, hey, let me tell you something. Stephen A. Smith gets criticized by some people. Stephen A. Smith's a good person.
Yes, but he's so anti-hockey, and that's shameful.
Yeah. He's a good person who's anti-hockey. Yeah, you know. Is that what led to your split with ESPN? If you don't put on more hockey, I'm leaving.
Did you violently demand they put on more hockey coverage and there was some sort of fight between you and them?
No, that did not happen.
What we heard.
Yeah.
We heard that you walked in one day and you punched one of the producers in the mouth and you said, lead with the Nordiques versus the Senators, Super Bowl.
More Nordiques.
It's funny you tell this story, which is obviously not true, but one time I did have a disagreement. The producer of SportsCenter, when Mario Lemieux was going to be out for like months, he had it as the fourth story in the show.
Are you kidding me?
And I went crazy. I went to above his head. I went to one of the bosses and said, "This is
good.
Insane. You're wrong."
Yep.
They changed it. And that guy pissed off at me, but you know what? I wasn't wrong, so.
Well, on the subject of where you were wrong, that's called a segue.
Yeah, that's a great segue, Paulie.
You want to win your title back. You want to play the trivia again. So, yeah, it's going to be time right now.
Not really. Not really.
Oh, see, he's scared, Tony. He's scared.
He's already giving himself an out.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm ready. All right.
So, here, get ready.
I can't wait to hear the asinine questions that are going to come my way, but... It's all good.
He's already fixed, Paulie.
He's already trying to put an asterisk on it.
Yeah, exactly.
This
isn't the Super Bowl. Don't worry. It's not fixed.
I sleep at night over that. Two years, I haven't slept.
Well, you get your chance at payback right now.
Okay, let's
see. You're winning the talking competition. Now, win the listening competition. All right, here we go. We're going to do the exact same thing we did with you last time, okay? Which you clearly haven't forgotten. You're still butthurt about it. Hopefully, it works out better for you this time. I'm going to ask each of you, Howie, you, and Tony, you, randomly selected questions, okay? If you get the question right, you get 1 point. Howie, I'm going to ask you the first question, then I'm going to ask Tony a question. We're going to do this for 3 rounds, back and forth. Whoever has the most points after 3 rounds wins the game and the title of Sultan of Sports Trivia, okay? So I've told you the rules. Everyone's on board. It's time to begin the rematch, the Sultan of Sports Trivia Showdown.
Yeah.
You ready, Howie? Here, the first one's coming to you. The first category for our first round is NFL, okay? Here you go, Howie. This one's for you. People like to say Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, but he's not that great. He's not even the Chiefs' all-time passing yards leader. He's second on the list all-time. First in Chiefs history is, of course, Len Dawson. Howie, tell me, for 1 point, who is third on the list?
I was going to say Len Dawson's first. Oh, my God.
Oh, too bad for you.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh, really? Already struggling.
Yeah.
Who's third? Oh, God.
Don't make me buzz you out here.
Yeah, you got a time limit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and... All right. Tony, this won't count toward your total, but Tony, just out of curiosity, do you know the answer to that one?
Trent Green?
Boom! Correct, Tony. There you go. Trent Green is the correct answer there.
I thought he was lower. Okay,
not a great start for you. All right, now we move to Tony.
Okay.
Tony, this one's for you. Trent Green, as we just established, is third in all-time passing yards for the Chiefs. But 11th on the list is which notable four-time Super Bowl winning quarterback? Excuse me, Howie. Tony needs to focus, so please.
Howie, please. I believe it's Joe Montana.
Boom! You are correct. Correct. Joe Montana is the correct answer. Which means after round one, Tony has one. Howie, still zero. And that's even dating back to our last competition where you finished with zero. So hopefully you'll get on the board soon. All right, next question, Howie. Get ready. The category for this round is NBA, okay? We all remember 1996 when the Philadelphia 76ers used the number one overall pick to draft Allen Iverson, the GOAT. But Howie, who did the Sixers draft that same year with the 31st pick? I'll remind you, these are all just randomly selected questions.
Randomly selected. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, Howie, we're going to have to speed up here. Our audience is going to fall asleep here.
31st overall. Oh, my God.
Yes. You're stalling, Howie.
Nope, 0 for 2. Great.
Tony, this will not count toward your total, but do you happen to know the answer to this one?
I can guess. Was it Mark Hendrickson?
Oh, Mark Hendrickson, of course.
Out of California.
Yep. Played baseball.
Yeah, I remember Mark Hendrickson. Oh, my God.
Yes, I know how it's very...
Yeah, you remembered after I said it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Damn right, I did. Yep.
Give you a hint there. Okay. All right, Tony, this one's for you. Same category.
Okay, a lot on the line here.
As we said, Allen Iverson was drafted number one overall in the 1996 draft.
Of course. Yeah.
But which future five-time champ out of Wake Forest was the number one pick in 1997?
Hmm.
And
that would be not your turn. It's not your turn, Howie. Please,
Howie, please.
I might as well just give it to you. Come on,
Howie, please. It's Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan.
Correct, Tim Duncan. We agreed.
Thank you, Howie. Please.
We agreed to the rules.
Yeah.
So we're gonna give you a double or nothing here, right? Double or nothing. You'll get right back in the game. You just have to answer this one question. One question, and here we go with round three. Final category, NHL, right up your alley, right? You know NHL, we've established
a specialty.
Yeah, can't wait for this one.
Focus in, Howie. This past year, as we all know, Austin Matthews won the Hart Memorial Trophy for Most Valuable Player. But in 1924, the first person to ever win the award was Frank Nybor, of course. Howie, to stay alive, what was the name of Frank Nybor's first professional team?
The Wanderers.
Ooh.
Kind of wandered a little too far from the correct answer on that one. You're kind of in the parking lot there. Tony, again, this won't count toward your total, but do you happen to know the answer to this one?
Of course. Are you talking about the Port Arthur Bearcats?
There
Is that
go.
Who you're talking
he
about?
Did it again. Undefeated.
You're done.
Well done, Tony. You have defended your title as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. You're almost
Thank
like
you.
The noble Sultan. And Howie, as you know, that means that at this point in the show,
tough break, Howie.
You must turn to Tony and say these exact words, quote, follow after me. I bow before you, the true Sultan of Sports Trivia. Go ahead.
I bow before you, the true Sultan of Sports Trivia. Oh, yes.
Oh, you being sarcastic, Howie?
He's being a little sarcastic. Howie, I'm going to need you to do that again with a little more, honesty in your voice.
Excuse me. I just said it, okay?
No, you didn't. You didn't mean it.
No,
we
you
can
didn't.
Read sarcasm. And guess what? You can also
guess
read
what
now?
Sarcasm
the
gets
door.
You
because you're off.
It
the
gets
show.
You off the
Get
show.
Out of here, you
you're off
loser.
The show.
How are we doing? We're doing horrible.
We're swabbing the deck with
go
you.
Swab the deck. You just
goodbye.
You know, Tony, I'm starting to think maybe we might have owed Howie a bit of an apology there.
Yeah, you know, looking back now, maybe it wasn't that fair of a fight. You know, maybe it was more like a split decision.
Yeah. You know, anyway, you know what we're going to do? Just to make this right, we're going to give him back the title of Sultan of Sports Trivia. He deserves it.
Yeah, and, bro, you know, absolutely.
We'll say this, Tony. Out of all the guests we've ever had on this show, there was nobody we enjoyed having more than him. And nobody who gave it back to us better than Howie Schwab.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, bro. Thank you,
yeah,
Howie.
So with that, we say our final goodbye to the real Sultan of Sports Trivia, a true legend in this business, Howie Schwab.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything you did, bro.
Yeah, love you, bro.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.